Superman!
Calling all Dick Tracy fans.
I'll steal away!
The Green Hornet.
Tarzan.
Pull up your imagination. It's time for Radio Superheroes. On this edition, we'll travel back to the Old West with Hawk Larrabee. Don't go away. The fun starts after these messages.
Stan Freeberg here. The Radio Spirits catalog features thousands of cassettes and CDs of old-time radio. Call right now and Radio Spirits will send you their latest catalog absolutely free. Call Radio Spirits right now at 1-800-RADIO-48. That's 1-800-723-4648.
Welcome back to Radio Superheroes. This time we present Hawk Larrabee. Hawk Larrabee, a Texas cowboy and ranch owner of the 1840s, was a bold but good-natured cowboy. Along with his horse Flame, he always helped out those in need and chose to talk his way out of a situation rather than fight. Hawk's favorite pastime was telling tales of men and women who loved, hated, lived, and died in the American West. Now, let's gallop back to the Wild West with Hawk Larrabee and listen to the episode titled Mountain Central Railroad, originally broadcast July 18, 1947.
Come along, folks, and listen for a spell. Here's Hawk Larrabee with a tale to tell.
I don't know about you, Hawk, but I'm plumb tuckered. That was a good day's work we just put in.
Sure was, Somber. Looks to me like we darn near worked ourselves out of a job.
How do you mean?
Well, that much buffalo meat will keep a track crew going for a week or more. By that time, they'll be laying track to the end of the line at Empire City. But if we were... Hey, wait a minute, Somber.
Oh.
Take a look over yon. What you make out of that?
Well, I'll be... That smoke.
Well, lots of it over by Dutch Hill.
Probably another brush fire. That darn steam engine throws enough sparks to burn up the whole prairie.
That ain't no brush fire, Somber. That's too black. There's too much of it.
Well, what do you make of it, then?
I don't know, but I don't like it. Come on, let's get a look. Well, it was our cross ties burning. A whole mountain of our cross ties that we was going to use to finish the line. 40,000 of them all stacked up beside the track and burnt. Well, we pitched in with some of the logging crew and tried to put it out, but there wasn't much we could do. Then, when it finally had nearly burned itself out, I heard somebody calling my name.
Larrabee, Hawk Larrabee.
Hey, Hawk, somebody's calling you.
Yeah, it's Tom Carter for boss. Come on, Tom.
Come over here, Larrabee. I want to talk to you.
Well, howdy, Mr. Carter.
Hawk, this is Joe Ten. I'm a chief engineer.
Hi,
you
Hawk.
Know Mike Flaherty, the crack crew boss.
Oh, sure. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Hawk.
Hey, it's your Somber Jones.
How are you doing?
Hello,
Hawk, this fire is a terrible blow to the Mountain Central.
Well, I can see that.
We're completely stalled unless we can get more cross ties.
Well, what do you figure caused the fire?
I don't know. I wish I did.
Well, I figure it was just the carelessness of some logger.
I don't know about that, Tanner. I smelled the smoke. And there was a coal oil smell to it.
What do you mean, Larrabee? You figure somebody deliberately set him on fire?
Oh, I wouldn't say for sure, of course, but I do know coal oil when I smell it.
Hey, Hawk's right. I smell it, too.
Yeah, and I wouldn't put such a thing past Brett Shannon, Cardiff. He'd stop at nothing to beat us into Empire City.
Well, maybe you're right, but we got no proof. And besides, we don't have time to get any. The Sierra Western will beat us unless we work fast.
My men can't lay track unless they got cross ties.
Well, can't we cut more cross ties?
That's just the trouble. Our option gives us only one more week to cut timber here at Dutch Hill.
Well, can't you get the option renewed? Who owns the land?
Oh, Judge Bentley over to Hunter Springs. But I'm afraid there's no hope there, Larrabee. We just don't have the money.
It looks like we're licked, Cardiff. The logging crew sure can cut 40,000 cross ties in a week.
Well, I ain't so certain about that, Tanner.
Are you in charge here?
Yeah, Shannon, I'm in charge. Hawk Larrabee's name.
Well, Miss Dane has something to say to you, Larrabee.
Well, I'd be mighty pleased to hear it.
Well, maybe you won't be. I'm here to tell you you're on my property, and I want you to get off right now.
You own this land?
That's what I said.
Well, I thought Judge Bentley down at Hunter Springs...
He did own it. But the judge was unlucky at cards.
Oh, I get it. Lorna Dane beat him, huh?
Yes, and I don't want any of your Mountain Central crowd here.
What you got against the Mountain Central?
Oh, never mind, never mind. Just get out.
Well, you own the land, but we had a contract with the judge, and there ain't nobody going to keep us from moving off these ties that we already cut.
I'll take them and leave.
And you'd better take care of them, Larrabee. There isn't another stand of timber within 50 miles.
Don't worry. They ain't going to burn up like they done last week.
Oh, have a fire here?
You know dang well we had a fire here. Somebody dumped coal oil on them cross ties and set them on fire.
Oh, that's too bad. If there are firebugs around, I'm glad I contracted for all the lumber in Empire City. I might need it.
Well, just don't start to congratulating yourself so quick, Jim. We got all the lumber we need right here, and we're going to take it to Tracks Inn. Well, we had to get off of the timberland, but we had our ties, and we loaded them and started to drive down to Tracks Inn. It was the middle of the afternoon when we come to Hunter Springs, which was a wide place in the trail with maybe a dozen buildings. Somber and the boys pulled the teams up at the town pump to do a little watering, and I got out and walked up the street to stretch my legs. Well, I was standing by myself in the shade in the alley and cooling off when a stranger come up to me.
Howdy.
Well, howdy.
Got the makings? I'm plumb out of tobacco.
Well, yeah, sure.
Well, doggone me, I ain't got papers either.
Maybe I ought to smoke it for you.
Oh.
There you are.
Thank you. But, I'll need both of my hands to roll me a smoke. You mind holding this bandana for me?
What you got in, poker chips?
Yep. Me and some of the boys had a little game. I brought the chips and cards.
Did you win?
Yeah. About 40 bucks.
Hold it, boys. Just stand right where you are.
Yeah, the marshal.
Oh, hi, Marshal. How's your corporosity?
What you boys doing here in the alley?
Standing here, Marshal, that's all.
Pete, you sure about that? Who's your friend?
Well, never saw him before.
What you got in the bandana, stranger?
Oh, it ain't mine. Belongs to Pete here.
Now, don't go trying to put anything on Pete. Let me see it. Poker chips, silver dollars, gambling, huh? Reckon you'll have to come along with me, stranger.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You done made a mistake.
Pete, you come back here.
But go after him, doggone it.
Too hot to run in. Anyhow, I got you.
You got me for what?
You'll find out. Lucky thing, Judge Bentley is in town.
Oh, the Judge Bentley that owns the Dutch Hill?
He did own it. Got in the poker game.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Lorna Dane.
Judge don't mind. He's got more land he knows what to do with.
What's your trouble, Hawk?
I'm darned if I know, Somber. You get the wagons to rolling. Mike needs them ties pronto.
Sure, Hawk, but how about you?
Don't move them wagons, that's all. They're staying put till we see the judge.
You ain't got no right to do that, Marshal.
You open your mouth again, and I'll run you in for disturbing the peace and defying the law.
Now, stay with the wagons, Somber. And don't let nobody get their hands on them ties.
Don't worry, Hawk. I won't.
All right, come on, Marshal. Let's get this thing over with.
Don't be in such a gall darn hurry. We got all day.
The Hunter Springs courtroom was in Judge Bentley's real estate office over at the feed store, and it was just wide enough for a tall man to stretch out on the floor without humping his back.
Oh, Larrabee, you're charged with gambling on a city street. You got $40, poker chips, and cards for evidence. Guilty or not guilty?
Since when is gambling a crime?
Jones Bar is a place for card playing. Jones pays city taxes, and we ain't allowing nobody to come to Hunter Springs and cut into his business.
But, Your Honor, I was just standing there when this feller Pete come up and asked me to hold a bandana.
How about that, Marshal?
This fellow was trying to get Pete in the game. I watched him.
You're a liar.
You watch how you talk, Larrabee. I ain't taking that from no man.
Why,
you...
Sure, quit that. Both of you.
Well, I know my rights. I'm demanding a jury trial.
Well, sure, Larrabee. Yeah, let's see. We'll make it, let's say 3 weeks from today.
Hate to have the city feeding him all that time, Your Honor.
He'll pay his own board bill, all right.
You mean I got to stay in jail till the trial? Well, how about bail?
That's for me to decide. I'm against it. I don't trust you railroaders. You might never show up for the trial.
Well, I can't afford to stay here for 3 weeks.
Oh? Change your mind about a jury.
Well, all right, providing a fine ain't too much.
Surely $3. And costs.
Costs? How much are they?
Reasonable.
Well, I guess I ain't got no choice.
Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Fine is $3. Costs are $1,000.
$1,000? What are you trying to do?
It's within my right to set course. That's what they are, $1,000 in gold.
Why, you... Well, I reckon that's plain enough. You and Brett Shannon is eating out of the same feed man.
That'll be $500 extra for contempt of court.
Well, where am I going to get $1,500 at?
Get it from Tom Cardiff. Those ties ain't to be moved till you bring in the money.
But we've got to have them ties.
Should have thought of that before you come into Hunter Springs and broke the law.
Oh, the law. Folks must have been plumb loco to elect you judge.
Nobody elected me. I appointed myself. I run this town and what I say goes.
Now, I'm beginning to see that.
I'm doing you a favor letting you go to raise the money.
All you want is the ties. How much is Shannon paying you for them?
You want another $500 tacked onto that fine?
I'm sorry, Judge. I'm going peaceable.
See that you do. And if that money ain't here by sunup, the ties are confiscated. Go out to jail.
Let's pause right here. We'll return to Hawk Larrabee after these messages.
Dimension X.
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Hopalong Cassidy.
Edgar Bergen.
The Shadow.
John and Blanche Bickerson.
The Whistler.
Listen to the best in spoken word audio at MediaBay.com. Old time radio, audiobooks, audio newsstand editions, and more.
MediaBay.com.
The best voice on the net.
Yeah.
Now we return to Hawk Larrabee on Radio Superheroes.
Well, it looked like the Mountain Central was getting it from both barrels. At track's end, I faced Joe Tanner in his office and told him bad news.
I'm glad Cardiff isn't here. He'd only worry.
Only thing to do is to get that money. Either that or ride in and take them ties.
I won't sanction violence.
Well, then we got to get the money.
That'll have to come from Cardiff. May take 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. I shouldn't have given in to that town marshal. But sometimes messing with the law don't get you nothing but trouble.
You took the wise course, Larrabee.
Yeah, I don't know.
Once we defy the law, we're whipped.
Looks to me like we're whipped anyhow. We can't get timber from Dutch Hill, and Shannon's got it all bought up in Empire City.
I know how you feel, Larrabee, but we'll have to do this legal.
Well, Cardiff said you was the boss.
Sorry, but that's the way it is, Larrabee.
Later that evening, me and Somber Jones and Mike Flaherty had a talk out back of the work train.
Well, Hawk, I reckon we start looking for a new job.
Hey, send to the Mountain Central. That's too bad.
If we only had our hands on them ties.
But we ain't.
If Cardiff was here, I figure I could talk him into letting us get them before us.
Tanner won't hear of it, huh?
No. There was only some way of tying up the Sierra West until we could get them cross ties.
Tying up the Sierra West.
If they couldn't work for a few days, we could wait for Cardiff to send the money and pay the fine.
Oh, I got an idea.
Something tells me it's going to be mean risking my life and my limb.
What is it, Mike?
Me brother Sean works for the Sierra Western.
Well, I don't reckon he can help us now.
It was something he told me. Brett Shannon has things fixed over the Sierra Western so that he's got to be there every day.
Well, ain't nothing strange about that. He's a boss.
Yes, I know. But the men are paid each evening.
They're paid every day they work?
Every day.
I never heard about a deal like that.
Well, it was Shannon's idea. He runs most of the gambling outfits that follow the Sierra Western.
Instead of his men losing their money once a month, he gets it back every day.
Sure. They never get a chance to spend nothing in a town. Now, by the time he takes out their board bill, they're broke.
Well, what has all this got to do with us?
Well, me brother Sean says the Sierra Western payroll is kept in the office car in a big safe.
And Shannon's the only one with the combination?
That's right. Now, if he was to disappear...
Oh, the men wouldn't get paid, and it'd be the devil to pay.
You mean kidnap Brett Shannon?
Sure.
Right out of his own camp?
Fracklers won't work unless they're paid, huh, Mike? And while Brett Shannon is gone, the Sierra Western will shut down.
It's worth a chance. Oh, wait till I get my horse.
You stay here, Mike. Turner won't miss me in summer.
And what makes you think I'm going to risk my hide?
I couldn't keep you away.
Hey.
I found Lorna Dane's yellow camp wagon pulled up by some trees, looking as big as a freight car. There was a light showing inside, so I climbed my steps and walked right on in.
What are you doing here, Larrabee?
I'm looking for Brett Shannon.
Well, he's not here.
Mind if I look around?
I certainly do. This is my home. No one comes here unless they're invited.
Hmm. Does that include Shannon?
That includes everybody.
That talk around camp is that you're Shannon's gal.
That's my business.
And Shannon is my business.
Get out of here, Hawk Larrabee, or I'll scream for help.
Well, it's funny, but you don't look like the screaming kind, Lorna.
Well, maybe I am.
Well, then why don't you start to yelling?
Well, because you got a nice-looking face, Hawk Larrabee.
Well, what have I now?
And I've seen what happens to a man when 20 or 30 track layers take their boots to him.
Hobnail boots are kind of wearing on the complexion. Oh, what is in that room yonder?
You stay away from there.
Maybe that's where Shannon is hiding there.
That's my bedroom.
Uh-huh. Sure it's purtied up and sweet-smelling.
Are you satisfied Brett isn't here?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Then get out. I hate every Mountain Central man that walks or crawls, and that includes you.
Oh, whoa now, honey. Well, what did the Mountain Central ever do to Lorna Dane?
Well, I was all set to bring my outfit along with him.
And you switched over to Sierra Western.
Yes, your boss wouldn't let me follow the Mountain Central.
Maybe the boss didn't want his men losing their pay to your game.
Go ahead, say it. You meant my crooked games.
Well, if the boot fits, just put it on.
Listen, Hawk Larrabee, I never run a crooked game in my life.
How about Judge Bentley?
He kept his eyes on me instead of the cards.
Well, I reckon a fella might do that, Lorna.
My dad was a gambler, but he was straight. He taught me to be straight. I don't take remarks like that from anyone. Now get out!
No, ain't no woman gonna slap me.
Turn loose of my wrist.
Oh, you little hell cat, bite me, will you? Maybe this'll tame you.
You stay away.
Here now. Ain't you ashamed of yourself?
If you were a gentleman, you'd ask for a kiss.
Well, what a touching picture.
Brett, what are you doing here?
Your blinds were up, Lorna. From outside, it looked like you might need a little help.
Well, I don't need any help. Now get out, both of you.
Shannon must be right at home here. Come in without knocking.
If I remember right, you came in the same way.
Come on, Larrabee, I'll show you around the camp.
I know how you would show me.
Now, Brett, I don't want anything to happen to Larrabee.
Getting interested, Lorna?
I just don't want his blood on my hands, that's all.
Well, y'all are talking mighty pretty, but I got something to say. This.
Put down that gun. Why, all I've got to do is stick my head out that door and yell.
Stick your head out that door, you get a shot.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to take you to the Mountain Central camp. Some fellas over there is mighty anxious to find out who you paid to burn them cross ties and how much you paid a no-count judge to frame me.
Larrabee, you're out of your mind.
Wait a minute, Brett. I agreed to string along with you as long as everything was on the square.
Well, Lorna, railroading isn't exactly a tea party.
Then it is true.
Thank you for telling us, Shannon.
Yeah, but it won't do you any good, Larrabee. You'll never be able to get me out of this camp without us being seen.
Oh, I won't, huh? Lorna, you hankering to do any Traveling?
Oh, you mean my camp wagon.
Sure, won't nobody see Brett Shannon here.
You'll never get away with this.
I'll get away with it, all right.
No, wait a minute, Larrabee. Maybe we can come to an understanding.
All right, fix it so's I can get them ties.
You go to the devil. That's my ace in the hole, and I'm not giving it to you.
What's going to happen tomorrow night when you ain't here to open that safe?
Well, what about it?
Track clears won't work unless they get paid.
How do you know we pay every night?
Oh, I got ways of finding out things, Jenna.
You'll never live to get those ties, Larrabee. I promise you that.
Lorna, use that scarf to tie up Shannon's hand.
Lorna, if you do that,
what else can I do, Brett? Larrabee has a gun.
We got the wagon hitched up all right. And Somber had our two horses, and he'd been keeping them back in the shadows. It was lucky there wasn't no moon. Well, I was driving the wagon with Lorna sitting on the seat beside me. We was about halfway to Hunter Springs when three riders come up.
Lorna, that you?
Yes, Pete.
Anything wrong?
No, what do you mean?
Well, we thought it mighty peculiar, you pulling out in your wagon in the dead of night.
Peculiar? Why? If I want to pull out, what business is it of yours?
Well, sure, it's okay with us. Only, we was wondering, have you seen Brett Shannon?
What makes you think I'd seen him?
I don't know. I just thought maybe he was with you.
Well, I haven't seen him.
Oh? Mind if I take a look in your wagon?
You will not. Wait until I tell Brett you tried to search my wagon.
Well, no, I didn't mean anything.
Then get out of the way and let me by.
How long since you seen Brett?
Oh, about an hour ago. He was riding toward Empire City.
First time Shannon ever rode off without paying the men.
Well, maybe he had important business.
Yeah? Who's that on the seat with you? Can't see it's a plum dark.
It's Baldy Haynes.
Baldy, huh?
The woman's lying. I tell you, I overheard some of my men say Hawk Larrabee was going to try and kidnap Shannon.
Well, what do you know? Joe Tanner.
What is it, Hawk?
You sneak down. Run for them trees, yonder.
But, Hawk,
do like I say right now.
All right, all right.
Hey, who's that running?
Never mind that, boys. Get them hands up. Quick!
It's Hawk Larrabee.
Yeah, Tanner, you tell-a-face hypocrite. And Tom Cardiff trusting you. Pull your gun. I want an excuse to blast you right out of that saddle.
No, don't shoot,
Hawk. You're Shannon's spy. How much Sierra Western stock did he give you to burn them cross ties?
Don't let him shoot me, boy.
I wouldn't waste a bullet.
Hey, Hawk.
Yes, Homer?
Look out. The little window behind you. It's Shannon.
Yeah, Larrabee. Put up your hands.
Well, I'll be... How'd you get loose, Shannon?
Never mind. Just keep your hands up or I'll...
Oh, Williams. All right, Shannon. Drop that gun or I'll bust your wrist.
Hey, Hawk. The team. Hold him.
Wait a minute, Larrabee. Grab the reins. They're running away.
I can't reach him.
Do something, Larrabee. Do something. This dragon ever gives up with me.
Larrabee! Look out! That's me! Look out!
Well, at the last minute I jumped, just before the wagon hit that tree. And when we pulled Brett Shannon out of the wreck, he was dead. Pete and the fella with him hightailed it when they seen Somber Jones tearing up. And Joe Tanner lit up for the high country, and he ain't never been seen since. Well, it was a glad day when we drove that last spike and rode that first train into Empire City, 3 weeks ahead of the Sierra Western. There was a real big celebration with speech-making and hooting and hollering. Tom Cardiff was so tickled he even wanted me to make a speech, but I ain't much for talking, so I just slipped away. After things quieted down, Somber Jones caught up with me at the stable.
Where are you going?
Just riding.
But ain't you staying to take Lorna Dane to dance tonight?
I figure that ain't very smart, Somber.
What's being smart got to do with it? She's a right good-looking gal. She sure got an eye on you.
Yeah, but I'm carrying all my wages, Somber.
You mean because she's a gambling lady?
I reckon so.
But you ain't unlucky at cards.
But I might be unlucky at love. Either way, I lose.
That was Mountain Central Railroad from Hawk Larrabee, originally broadcast July 18, 1947. I'll tell you which radio superhero we've scheduled for our next show after these messages. The 60 Greatest Old-Time Radio Shows starring Frank Sinatra and friends. Radio Spirits presents a collection of 60 rare radio episodes guest starring Frank Sinatra. Hear Sinatra on Suspense, Jack Benny, Rocky Fortune, and the Lux Radio Theater to name only a few. You'll also receive a 64-page booklet with photographs and show histories. Order now and save $20 off the $59.98 catalog price. Pay just $39.98 during this limited-time offer. Call now, 1-800-RADIO-48. That's 1-800-723-4648. Or order online at MediaBay.com. Next week on Radio Superheroes, Lamont Cranston and his gal Friday, Margot Lane, fight evil on The Shadow. So don't miss it. Radio Superheroes is produced by Carl Amari and Roy Fakadish for Radio Spirits and Dick Brescia Associates. This is Chris Eric Stevens speaking. Copyright 2001, Radio Spirits. We'll be right back.